Welcome to the second trivia round of season 3 of Your Mom's Podcast, the only podcast that's worth walking out on a date with one of Degrassi's coolest girls. I'm Avis.
I'm Caroline.
And today we are joined by Alika and Leslie to duke it out. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi.
Sorry, that was the weirdest intro. Everything else was normal. But hi.
Hello. Glad to
you
be
might
back.
You might remember me from the last time I was on here and lost.
Yeah, no. Yeah. This is fun. We've got both of our season 2 trivia losers.
Yeah. You might remember the first one that lost. That
was exactly. We love underdog. We love underdogs on this show.
But who do you root for when they're both underdogs?
Well,
that's a good question.
That's it's a total catch 42.
Another thing that's on brand for the pad.
Yeah.
Wait, everyone to have fun. Spinner said catch 22 and they were like, it's 42.
No, Spinner said 42. It is 22.
So you did it right. Okay.
She thought you
was it 20?
Yeah, like, you know, you thought you were Lord of the Flies.
Right. The early seasons are so good. Yeah. But yeah, so we are going to roll right into trivia. I'm going to kick it off. I'm doing the odd rounds and Caroline is doing the evens. So to decide who goes first, I'm thinking of a number between 10 and 20. What is the number?
13.
What did you say, Lika?
13.
19.
Wait.
Did you forget your number?
No. I'm trying to think how many is closest. It's Leslie. It was 17. So 19 is closest.
Okay. All right.
So Leslie is kicking off round one.
All right.
First question. What kind of milkshake does Emma get on her date with Chris? Chocolate, maple, strawberry, or vanilla?
Strawberry.
Correct.
All right.
The hardest part is over.
It's funny because the moment you thought milkshake, it was giving Paige, but then you said Chris, and I was like, oh. Okay.
Right. Milkle-chuck indeed.
Yes.
All right, Alika. Caitlin won't be spending Christmas with her mom because her mom is going where? Sandals, Jamaica, Montreal, on a cruise, or on a safari?
It's giving cruise.
It's giving correct.
Thank you. Okay. I was like, please don't be wrong.
I was drinking out my straw, y'all. I had to just...
Poor Alika is, like, still so gun-shy from the last one.
I am. I'm trying to think of Kate's voice. And she has like a slight whistle lisp when she says S's, crouche. I don't know. It just made me.
The way that you prop, like, did y'all both like study this season with like.
I didn't even remember that. I'm surprised I got it right, honestly. Yeah, I remember her talking about Christmas, but I couldn't remember if this was the intro to meeting, what's her face, Sydney? Mm-hmm. Or was this, because I was thinking of when she had the job. You know what I mean? So it took me a minute to realize which part. But this was
I'll
holiday,
be honest. Is it Caroline? Is it holiday?
No.
It is
when
holiday,
is she,
yeah.
Okay.
When I tell you that, like, all of Caitlin and Joey's storylines are, like, a blur to me, I don't.
I know y'all can't stand that.
I am currently rewatching Degrassi High, and I, like, they're a little bit better, but I'm still, like, I don't give a fuck. There's so many other things going on. Erica? Yeah. Heather? Like, what the fuck is going on with them just black-holing people? And, like, giving them cancer and then, like, not talking about them again. Justice for LD.
They did LD so dirty.
They did her so dirty.
They were like, they're going to spend
that.
The rest.
I love LD.
Oh, spoiler alert. So sorry,
it's
Caroline. Good.
It's only like a 70-year-old like, TV show.
I've got to watch those.
No, because I always remember LD specifically. Like, I loved her in general. But, like, I can still hear her in my head. In my home ec class, I remember we definitely watched the episode where, is it Dwayne that has HIV?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think, I want to say it's LD right that says something about, like, you'd have to drink a whole bucket of saliva.
Yeah, that must happen before because she's gone now. She's gone. Yeah. And Dwayne just...
Oh, well, they or maybe it's someone else, or maybe yeah, I no, made it up. It's probably
her. No, I just, I think the what they do is, with LD, is literally they announce, oh, she's good, she's going, she's sailing on a boat down the island.
And well, she like, gets better.
It's in the first 5 minutes of this of the show, and then, they, then they're like, bye, LD, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're literally like... Her dad and her just realized that life was too short. they sold all their money. They sold all their belongings and went on a boat.
Yeah, they all this had... through Lucy.
And even when she was sick, yeah, it was all through Lucy, who is a queen.
Who is a
queen. Who didn't have enough time in the next generation at all. She did not get enough time in our season.
We saw if only she'd gotten pregnant in high school,
right?
Yeah.
And not just like, you know, drunk driver accidented, like that's fine. It's like in lieu of that,
oh god,
we could have actually like they didn't act like that's an important thing. We could have centered a whole series around that, but no, a pregnancy, that's interesting,
several of them at that.
Like I was more interested in what, because they just tacked that on too at the end of school's out. It's like
how many Degrassi pregnancies have there been versus car accidents? Let's keep repeating the same story.
We don't explore, like, we get, just tell me, like, the old series fumbled the ball. They could have had, like, two more seasons out of that. Like,
totally.
It just wasn't, we weren't ready, I guess, nor were they.
Honestly, the only other accident that happened was, you know, spoiler alert to Adam after Lucy, right? There was no more?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't count wheels.
Yeah, that was it.
Toby's Bubby's car.
Oh, right. Oh yes, when JT found out about Liberty's pregnancy. Yes.
And Morty the hearse.
And that creepy accident with what's his name's little Miles's little brother.
I forgot about
when
him.
He runs into that pool. That's a creepy accident because he like twitches and he's got blood running down his head.
Eli
totally crashes.
Okay, never mind. That just totally takes what I said.
They're just like some not as major, because no one like comes out of it, you know, injured. So
yeah, and Paige,
I mean, Eli didn't he was in the hospital.
Paige
smashed the hot rods too.
Mr. Falcone my little pylon brother.
Okay, I take it back, there's more accidents than pregnancies, but Lord.
Yeah, but you know, that is in particular probably a very important accident, and it could hinge an entire series, you know. Yes. They could have brought Lucy back
for sure,
1000%.
But okay, we are on to Leslie for question number
look at you, I was all ready to have to feed you that.
I'm trying to be on my P's and Q's today, Caroline. I'm trying.
I love it.
Okay, what is the name of the waiter at the fancy restaurant? Andrew, Matthew, Samuel, or Timothy? This is a hard one. We had to be paying attention to his name tag, Caroline.
No.
Or do they say it?
He says it.
He says it. Oh, I'm. Yeah. Oh, he does. I can actually hear the soundbite now that you say that. Wait.
What were the options again?
The options are Andrew, Matthew, Samuel, or Timothy.
Andrew?
It's Andrew. Nice. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love your, like, the hesitance. But like...
Yeah, but it's like somewhere in there it feels right.
Right,
but
it's like...
I'm not getting the soundbite like you are, so I'm like, it's wrong.
You're like, this is unconfirmed.
The first time you meet him was when Marco and Dylan were on the date with his parents. Well, not the date, but at the restaurant with his parents. And then he comes back at the Power of Love episode when Paige... I Want Candy first. So the second appearance, I Want Candy. And then the Power of Love. So
a reoccurring character. Look at him.
Yeah. Got same waiter. Episodes. Like nobody else works there.
Nobody else works. That's that's his table. That's his section.
Also, fantasy's in the black hole because you never see it after season 3. That restaurant they went to, never see it again.
They always invent places for them to like go
temporarily
and eat. Right.
It's like everybody goes to the dot until there's a new, like, when the like, so much of the series is taking place at a like hoedown themed fucking steakhouse.
Little Miss Steaks.
Yes. Oh my god.
And while the concept is adorable and at least the costumes aren't like, you know, provocative, I do feel like that's the probably the dumbest restaurant they had on the show. Even like the cantina that was a little bit better than that. What's her name's cantina?
Lola's
cantina. Was a little bit more one. Like, yeah, because that it's like chill. It's
but
just,
also like Lola's the best.
Lola is amazing.
She is.
Oh. She's just the best.
She saved Next Class for me.
1,000%. Yeah.
I liked her and Tiny together. They were so cute.
Surprisingly, yes.
They just somehow
yes
worked.
On the Miles. They do.
Wait, who? Miles?
Miles. Yeah.
Oh, and I said Tiny. My bad.
Well, she was with Tiny first.
She was with Tiny first.
Yeah, I liked her with Tiny. I don't like Miles at all.
I like Shay and Tiny.
Yeah, I don't like
that was
Lola
cute.
And Tiny.
Was cute. Yeah.
I like Shay and Tiny. I like their, and I don't like how Lola got with Tiny. I don't like that.
I
was like,
forgot about that.
That made me upset. I was like, you not a friend. You know that she like him. Little
that's
bitch.
Right. So I much. About that yeah. part. Oh my god. So I avoid Next Class as much as I can. I'm not gonna lie. Besides
same.
Like the reunion episode, I could care less about Next Class.
Same.
I've only watched it once, so
I've rewatched it a couple times. It's like if I'm rewatching it all the way through, I will cap it off. But no,
yeah.
I tend to stop at like the Manhattan and the LA episodes because the OGs, you know. But after that, I just meh.
Is that when Ellie throws herself in the ocean?
Yeah, the LA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
my god. Greg.
Walks sadly into the ocean.
Is she clutching a bottle?
Or did
she's
I make
holding
that
a bottle.
Up?
She's holding
yeah,
a bottle.
She's
vodka,
holding a bottle of vodka.
But there's but she, a red balloon involved.
She's
at some
got a
point
yes.
In
she
that,
had
right?
a red balloon. Yeah. There was a. Yeah.
Does she lose her balloon and then walk into the ocean?
No, she's like,
so.
She literally deliberately is like, fuck it, I'm going to
no,
the ocean.
No, I know.
But I don't think it's the balloon.
Well,
but
it
the
wouldn't be
involved.
The balloon, but the balloon could have been like the final straw. She's just like, my balloon is gone. Nothing has any meaning.
I think Craig gets her the balloon. I think she has the balloon walking with Craig.
So
you're
it is
right.
The last straw, because Craig is
I just remember
Craig
she was
horrible to her.
Craig acts like a person in this, in that whole thing, and it really bothers me because then it's like, oh, but you haven't changed because his
a
girlfriend
bad
comes
person.
Home. Then yeah. his girlfriend comes home, and you're like, she's a beautiful woman. She's a sweet lady. She's probably down to have a threesome, but that's not what Ellie wants. Like, am I the only one getting those vibes? Because she's
Ellie
coming
is such
out
a
in
pick
her-
me, take it. Take what you can. Get what you can.
She's coming out in her towel.
I
like,
hate Ellie so
hey,
much.
Hey, I'm going to order some sushi. You want some sushi? I've ordered enough for three because I just ordered enough because
your weird
for
friend from
get.
High school is here.
Like they
I don't know why
to...
she's looking at me like that, but I got
right.
some sushi for her.
Like I don't exist.
Ellie's
but
like
there's...
starts crying. She's like, I'm a vegetarian
and I have to go.
And then she awkward runs away with her arms at her sides. Like a penguin, like a tall, skinny penguin.
I don't know if I'm going to come out of this. I don't know
Ellie
if I'm
might
come
be
out
my
of
favorite
Ellie.
Awkward Degrassi runaway. I know.
I don't know if I'm going to come out of this loving Ellie in the same way because I'm really going to have to trash the fuck out of her. And it's so easy. All right.
It's like breathing air.
Once she started doing that stuff with Jimmy, that's when I stopped liking her because I liked her up until trying to be all buddy-buddy with Jimmy and then lets him down and then just like interferes with everybody else's relationships but takes no accountability for herself.
That
whole
like
Coke
her.
Episode, come on. Ellie did the most. She did the most.
It's like,
she
I saw
really
you with
does.
The Coke. It's like,
Can you still believe?
Fork it over.
Did you ever apologize to Manny, bitch? Let's talk about that.
Did you ever apologize? It's like, I found your stuff. Craig told me. And you believed Craig? Bitch. He's got a nosebleed on stage. Craig got issues. Anyway. Alika, what play are the grade 9 studying in Quan's class? Julius Caesar, King Lear, Hamlet, or Othello?
Wasn't it Hamlet because Jimmy did that crazy old British accent when he was reading?
Is this Jimmy the same did episode? Do an accent, but that is not Hamlet. Ugh.
Leslie. He was like, Papa.
He was like, first of all, I have to tell, like he just missed so much of the mark. Like, I don't know where he was coming from.
Why is he reading like that?
Right, like, boy. Like, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, more Oliver Twist. What were
It was Oliver Twist. So, yes, let me give you the options.
It was a Christmas story because it was Christmas. Or not a Christmas story, a Christmas carol. It would be a lot cooler if it was a Christmas story.
It would be so much cooler.
But a lot weirder to be using a British accent.
Yeah, that was
off theme, off book. So the options are Julius Caesar, King Lear, Hamlet, or Othello.
Okay. Caesar? Julius Caesar?
This Caesar.
Woo!
All right,
what
Leslie.
Episode is that? I'm sorry, I can't remember.
No, you're fine. Apparently, I got all the deets.
I don't know that I know what episode it's from. I just oh no, yeah, I do. It's This Charming Man.
Okay.
Got me on air.
I think about
Sean
so many
Shady
plays.
Doesn't know.
Oh right, unlike right.
Sean, but unlike Sean Shady,
I Chris actually read it.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I was like.
I've suddenly got a new hobby.
He doesn't just beatbox in the hallways.
Right. He's an intellectual. The way that she's looking at him, staring him down, and he's like,
Oh my god,
beatboxing. All right. Last question in this round. Leslie, according to Marco, how long has Ashley been playing piano? 10 years, 12 years, 14 years, or 8 years?
12 years? 12. That's my answer.
That's correct.
Yes. So she started playing when she was like 3.
Get them little fingers, them little toddler fingers going. Get them,
yeah,
little chubby things.
That's a good question. He definitely mentioned a lot of that. That was a good one.
Question: since we are still, you know, figuring out our trivia going forward, and you can wait till the end to answer this. Do you think it would be better if it was like, according to Marco, in Rock and Roll High School? Like, if we were to give that episode,
yeah. Would that help?
Maybe. I'm pretty good about
some
titles
people don't
and episodes.
Know, right. If you remember the episodes by titles, because I remember Heather saying that she specifically does not remember episodes by titles. She remembers them by content.
I feel like I remember more storylines, too. So, I mean, you can say that if you want, but I mean.
Well, and I do, you know, within reason, if you're like, what episode is this from? We'll tell you.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of like a spelling bee.
Yeah, exactly. Can I have the country of origin?
Can I use it in an episode? Okay. That's
original pronunciation, please.
Yeah.
I would love to say, can I have the country of origin in like the applicable manner, like once in my
life? Like, whose classroom was this in? Which part of the hallway?
Well, apparently they've changed some of the format of the spelling bee. So now there's a division or like a part of the contest where you have to actually know definitions.
What?
Shookus.
Because a lot of the kids just memorize the words with no actual understanding
concept
of what they mean.
Them.
So it's they basically use every word ever. And the last few, they've had ties. That one year where there were 8 people holding the one little trophy. So they've had to, I guess, change the format.
Okay, if they can't, fair. Because I do think like definitions are all well and good, but a spelling bee isn't about knowing definitions. It's about knowing how words
work. Spell. Yeah,
right. Like
knowing roots and prefixes and suffixes and
recall vocabulary being said. That's what that is.
Yeah, it's definitely not about knowing what necessarily it means. I mean, you can know what it means. That could be helpful in spelling it, but like, Like, well, you said, it's also about, that's why you ask, what is the country of origin? So that you can understand what to eliminate from, like, what letters you're not going to be using and what root words you're more, you know, it's definitely a different contest when you add in definitions.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, though, too, though, they, that, like, you part of knowing how to, like, part of knowing how to spell a word because, like, you know the root words, I guess, also lets you figure out what a word is.
True.
So, I don't know. I guess it works. Whatever. I love those just little spelling bee kids. I used to watch it every year.
Same.
I used to be good at it, like, when they would do, at least in my middle school, that was about the time where I was like, okay, I peaked and, like, feeling gifted or whatever. They would have these, like, spelling bees between, it would get out of your classrooms and stuff to be held in the library, and we would stand all in, like, a circle, and then we would just be eliminated. It was, like, just lightning eliminated. They would go around and be like, you spell this, you spell this, you spell this, and if you got it wrong, you're just out of the circle, until the circle would get small. It was very high pressure, and I kind of do well under pressure, at least at that time I did, and I remember getting down to the circle being small, but I never won. Because I feel like I probably fumbled. I probably fumbled the ball in the ninth quarter.
And we had divisions. So, like, we started off in our classrooms, and if you made it past the classroom, because it was like 5 or 6 classrooms per pod. So, like, for fifth grade is what it was. And then if you beat one in your classroom, then all the people in the pods would go against each other. And then they would go against another grade, and then, you know, they would have like the main thing, and then it would go to school to school. I never got past the classroom.
I will die mad about the fifth grade spelling bee where I did not make it out of the classroom because I got booted out in the second round on the word museum, which I didn't know how to spell. Which I did, yes, because I did know how to spell museum. But what I did not know how to spell was museum, which is how Miss fucking Matera pronounced it.
Technicality.
I was so mad.
You're like, what is museum?
What's a museum?
What the fuck is that? Like, little Caroline.
I'd have been like, no, run that back. You ain't even say it right. I don't get kicked for that.
I should have asked her to use it in a sentence, I guess. Yes.
Like, can you use museum in a damn sentence?
Mm-mm-mm. We ready for round two?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So, currently, we are sitting at Leslie with 4 and Alika with 1.
Is but it Alika, really
I got
one?
Faith in you. Is it 1. Really? Is it? It's got to be because Leslie's got 4.
Yeah,
and there's only 5 questions in the round.
There's 5 questions per round.
She got 1 right, and I got wrong too. That's right. Yeah,
we did every other because Leslie started. Leslie got an opportunity to answer for you because you were unable to answer Julius Caesar.
But that's okay, because you get an extra question this round.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm paying attention. Trivia's just starting to click.
I'm so proud of you, dude.
Thank you. Proud of me, too. Thank you.
All right, Alika, you ready?
I am.
What is Angie Jeremiah's bedtime? 7 p.m., 7:30 p.m., 8:30 p.m., or 8 p.m.?
7.
I am sorry. That is incorrect.
Oh, my God.
How old is she? That's kind of...
5, 6.
She shouldn't be up that late.
That's what I'm saying.
What are you doing?
I mean, I make my 4-year-old go to bed at 8.
Leslie, do you need
the
the times again?
Yeah.
I'm about to judge him in a second if I...
It is... Oh, I don't need round one. It is 7 p.m., 7:30 p.m., 8:30 p.m., or 8 p.m.? All the other questions are set to randomize the answers, so that one did too.
Whoa. Okay.
What is Angie's bedtime? Okay. 7, 7:30, 8, or 8:30? I'm just putting it in right order.
8?
That is correct.
Okay. I don't remember. I'm going to think of 7.
Because that's my kid's bedtime.
So my son's is at 8. I don't know why I didn't pick his.
Yeah.
4.
That's how I chose mine. I have a 4-year-old also.
Really? Yeah. See, I don't know why I didn't think of my own kid. But I was like, Angie's a little older. Maybe, you know, she's a little rambunctious. Maybe she needs to go to bed sooner.
Angie does need to be put to bed sooner. She's a little spoiled brat. A
little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Take her behind to bed.
I knew there would be numbers somewhere.
Caroline, numbers for you. Yes.
Okay.
All right, Leslie, what grade does Marco get on Armstrong's pop quiz and Whisper to a Scream? A B minus, a B plus, or an A minus?
A minus?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Alika, do you need to hear the answers again?
B plus.
That is correct.
Because Ellie was like, you got a B plus. Or I don't know how she said it, but the fact that he was mad about it being good.
Yeah, but my average. But my average. You're still going to pass the class.
Yeah. I was like, dude, what I would give for a B plus in that subject.
She should have right? squared him up, because not only did her mascara, was her mascara running, you know, but she also failed that job. Or barely passed. I don't remember what her fucking grade
she
was.
She got like a D minus, I think it was.
Oh, I used to, oh, D's suck. C's get degrees, not D's. Yeah. D's we don't want to talk about. C's get degrees.
D's and F's got me on punishment.
I'm happy with a C. If it was a D, you failed. You failed.
I guess it depends on. I guess it depends on like what I'm being graded on. Sometimes I'd be like a C would be great, but if I get somebody rates me like a 70 and something that I think that I'm like very good at, true. I'd be offended.
Yeah. Right, if I'm getting 70s in like English or science or anything that's not math, if it's a math, if I'm getting 70s in math, I'm taking that and I'm dancing the whole way.
Right?
Yeah.
I might honestly dance for a high D. Unfortunately, I'm so bad D's. At math. Dancing for D's, I'm so bad at math.
Me too.
And
what
so
were you
Ellie.
Saying, Leslie?
Oh, I no. I don't remember. I just don't know.
All right, back to Alika. What song does Joey suggest that the boys cover? Shout, Jump, Relax, or Faith?
Gotta have faith.
That was nice. The version. You know, George.
The Limp Bizkit. Because Limp Bizkit, you know. I like his cover, but.
No, Joey's like, you know, George Michael, right? Like, cranky.
But when they're all making fun of him, and he's like, Faith or whatever, he's like, hey, shut up.
I went back and forth about, like, do I pick songs with one word titles or do I pick George Michael songs?
You know what? Couldn't you have done both? You could have just
done. See, I don't know George Michael's going, but I like what you just did. I like what you just did.
I was like, I feel like you could have thrown some random. I did not hear the.
Or you could have thrown like Wham titles in there and throw people on. Yeah, because he was part of it, but it's not solo Michaels.
Yeah.
Leslie.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the name of Hazel's character in Marco's play? Nurse Marion, Nurse Marie, Nurse Melanie, or Nurse Meg?
Is it Nurse Meg?
It is Nurse Meg.
Wow. I did not remember that one.
And Alika, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to hit you with numbers one more time.
Yay! Damn, Alika.
Oh. Hit me, baby.
One more time. Is it just the number? It's just the numbers. Just
it
come
randomizes.
On.
Like, it's all, I mean, each round is set up, but then, like, what question comes first? If I closed and reopened this link, that would change.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry it shakes out that way, Alika. But okay. Spinner gives Paige a locker for what anniversary? 4 months, 8 months, 5 months, or 7 months?
I'm going to say 8.
Okay. That is incorrect.
Oh, my gosh.
Leslie.
Okay?
So I was thinking 6, but that wasn't even an option.
I concur. I was thinking 6 as well. When you heard like 7 last, I was like, oh,
like I've got to write an answer. It is 6.
Oh, I think it just hit me. I think, okay.
Okay, what are the remaining options?
The remaining options are 4 months, 5 months, and 7 months.
4 months?
That is correct.
That's what I was thinking as soon as oh my God, it hit me.
I was low key gonna say 5 months.
Because then I was like, wait, that's so soon. When I was watching it, I can't believe I forgot it.
Like, that's so crazy.
Well, that's why he got her a locker.
Mm-hmm. And not like, and didn't feel bad about literally just getting her a locker. Not that big of a deal. Well, we sped through that round.
Yeah.
So let's keep trucking on to round three.
Hey, what's the score so far? I caught up a little bit, but then she bombed
me. Oh, yeah. You did catch up a little bit. So it is now 7-3.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I gotta stop getting them wrong. She's getting all the right ones when I'm wrong. God, okay.
That happens, though, literally. Yeah. Every time.
I just suck at this. I don't know what is wrong with me.
There's still a lot of game left.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're only halfway through. Leslie halfway can bomb.
I can. Mm-hmm. I hope I don't.
That almost sounded like a threat, like, Leslie.
I can.
I can. We'll do and it. I fucking and I will.
Watch me totally tank this next half. No. Knock wood. No.
Oh, no.
I hope we both do great.
Okay.
Yes.
We're okay. All here to have fun.
We are. I think I love trivia for this. It's definitely it's a great breakup.
If I lose the second time, this is just going to be terrible. I'm going down in the podcast infamy of losers.
I guess we didn't think about the fact that one of you will be the super loser.
yeah.
We didn't think about
the
that.
The biggest loser, for sure.
The biggest loser thus far. There can always, you know, it could always be beat.
Yeah, it could always change.
Like, I waited how many months for this just to lose again?
Hey, you know.
Oh, man.
All right. So we ended last round with Leslie.
No, but we bounced back to well, yeah.
Yeah, because she and, oh, right, right.
Oh, so it's because a that round. Was,
oh, I just thought about who answered last. Okay, we're starting off with Leslie in round three.
Okay.
All right, Leslie, what is the name of Chris's cousin? Jared, Aaron, Caleb, or Jacob?
Jacob.
Correct.
DJ Jacob Shaw in his house.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at my Manny with the flyer, look at this. DJ Jacob
sounds slim.
And I heard he always lets Chris spin a set. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, yeah, Manny is pretty special in that episode.
She sure
when
is.
I just love that they say whatever it takes like three fucking times.
Whatever mm-hmm. it takes.
Whatever now, it takes. Before I put lip gloss on your teeth.
Your Manny cool. is so sinister.
Manny
I love
is
it.
My favorite. I love her. Y'all yeah, know Cassie's still Stan over here.
Mm-hmm.
We know because you're very. It's like that was the perfect episode for you, is to come on and talk about
true.
Her.
It was it
she.
Was.
the song
Queen
moment.
Manuela
okay.
Santos.
Queen Manuela oh, yes. Santos. Which do you like better, Manny or Manuela?
Sully
like it's exotic. Isn't that your name?
And it's funny, remember? Because my son's dad is named Manuel. And when we first started dating, I was telling him, you know, my Degrassi obsession. I was like, look, my favorite character's name is Manny, but it's just so obvious that I have somebody who's my son's father. His name is Manny. So sometimes just to mess with him, I'm like, Manuel, la 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 la. And he's like, what's my grandma's name was Manuel? I'm like, yeah, well, you're Manuel. Yeah, so I just messed there with him about that, but it just, it gives the same. It's fun.
Giving. It's giving.
It's giving.
If you ever decide to have like a Joey and Caitlin reconnection moment with him, you should totally sing him You Could Be My Cinderella.
Oh my God, he would not get it at all. I've been
no,
watching.
No, he would not.
I've been binging it at his apartment because I've been in his place the past week. So I've been binging it and he's been watching me watch Degrassi, so he gets it. He already understands.
He's like, is this some Degrassi shit? That's probably what he'll say. Is this some Degrassi shit that you're...
You gotta do your best to do that little kid chipmunk singing thing that Manny's doing, though.
I forgot how she said
you know
said
when
it.
Their
what
voice is, like, warble, but not in the you're trying to make it warble?
I can
warble.
Definitely baby voice. I just can't think of a word that she said.
Oh, the stuffy fluff.
What was it, the collection, the stuffy fluff?
The fluffy fluff.
What was the one that she got? Collection. What was the one that he gave her? And I have the this
that
and I
was
have
in
the
that. Trivia last time. It was like the
she got a horsey horse.
Yeah,
horsey,
yeah.
And I can't remember the names.
Yeah,
of
the
Piggy
one
Pig
she had,
and Lamb.
Piggy
and
Pig
lamb,
and Lamb. Lamb. Oh, am I talking too much?
About the Fluffy Fluff collection? Yes.
Yeah.
Don't talk about the Fluffy Fluff collection. It is not sexy. Don't talk about it. Like that's how I feel.
her about the environment. What did she say? I'm too old for that. Granted me that last year.
Like, in a span of a late, song, buddy.
She's over it already. That's crazy.
Absolutely. Oh, Manny.
All right. On to question two for Alika. What is the name of the hallway that houses Paige's locker? The Void, the Wasteland, the Badlands, or No Man's Land?
Gotta be a locker in the Wasteland? Yeah.
I love this, like, answering in quotes, Alika.
Like, I hear the soundbite, I can't ignore it.
Literally, she was not having it. I remember the rat popping out on her. Something's alive in there. I studied. Oh, I tried.
No. We can tell. We see the dedication.
Tell. No, this is good. And you're catching on, up.
Like, yay.
Yes. Yay. Right? We said, like, there is, you have time. All right. Question three, Leslie. What is the number on Sully's soccer jersey? 27, 42, 9, or 54? It's a numbers question.
Da-da-da. That's how much I don't pay attention to Sully, because what?
I was thinking of saying bitch ass Sully, but I really didn't want to throw anything into that. Okay. I wanted that question read to be.
The number on his soccer jersey, and the options are
27,
mm-hmm.
42, 9, or 54.
42.
That is not correct.
Okay.
Alika, would you like the options again?
It's a numbers question.
This is, you got the look, though, no? When he's talking to that one blonde chick and he's standing kind of off camera. You said 27, 42, 54. What was the other?
And 9.
Like, I, for some reason, I see a double digit, but then I see a single, and it's throwing me. I want to say 27. I'm sitting on 27.
That is incorrect. Caroline, you stomped him with this one. It was 9. It is 9.
Oh, okay. Why would I put the only solo number in there? Okay.
Well, you had to think about it. She kind of threw the bone because she only put one single number in there.
But the other one, I chose 42 because 42 was the only one. Like, the other digits add up to 9 or are 9.
Ooh.
And that one stuck out.
Ooh.
That is crazy.
That's beautiful.
I picked
42 because it's the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Wow.
And I picked 54 because it was my volleyball number the one year that I went to regular high school and I played volleyball very poorly. And I knew my jersey number because it was the number for Cartoon Network, which was my brother's favorite channel.
Yes, it was.
Mine was 50. Yes, back
it was,
then.
Caroline.
Mine was 50. It was.
But that was smart, Leslie.
Look, that's you, crazy. Look, I love how brains work. Like, what the fuck?
Like, and like I the stark contrast of Leslie, like, and I did like put thought in. I'm like,
right, and like you're like these
away?
Numbers are.
I kept envisioning both. Like I literally envisioned 9, but then for some reason 27 looked right too. Like it was weird. Like I can see the image as he's talking to the girl, but
it's again, it's funny how your brain is like, oh, it could be this. It's swapping it out. Like which one is right?
That's crazy.
Oh, brains. Because
I always thought that girl, because I think we talked about that girl possibly being Heather Sinclair too.
Probably. Yeah.
And you know what? You know what's funny? I think it is because as I was watching the one where what was the student teacher that Paige started hooking up with?
Oh,
so Oleander. His name, Oleander. Okay, oh, so there Oleander. Was a yoga class. Right, the page was in, and it was one of the times
and
that he
they
wasn't
show
paying
Heather
attention.
In that.
Yeah, and her arm is blocking, but that chick has the exact same body type and hairstyle as that girl does that he was talking to. I swear to God, they use the same actress, so it was giving Heather. You have to go back and look because you remember how I spotted some
is
random
it Scooter
things.
Scooter Girl, or is she?
No,
I'll
that's
have
a completely
go
different
watch.
Girl from Scooter Girl.
Scooter Girl,
Scooter Girl isn't fucking Scooter Girl.
No, it wasn't
they
her.
They love her and her scooter.
It was a, she, this chick had like highlights. Scooter Girl doesn't have highlights.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, it was Scooter a Girl chick. Just has like a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, Scooter one Girl a little bit looks like a mini HR a rep mini when she's not on the scooter.
I was going to say, like, a...
I did spot her in the she's hallway.
She's like, she works at an office. Yeah,
her like business casual, it's her Friday wear where, like, you know, she can unbutton a couple of buttons to go to happy hour afterwards.
Wear jeans. It,
yes, yeah, her little sweater on the, instead of the sweater, sweater set, she switched it off for some jeans, not coordinating the day. And she wants to ride her scooter.
Did any of you ever have jobs where like you weren't allowed to wear jeans, and then they do these bullshit fundraisers where like you could donate money to wear jeans on a Friday?
Yeah, it was Kroger, not only my first did job. That.
Not only did that they do that in a job, they also did that every day of my Catholic school education because we were poor. So it was dress up Fridays and you brought in a dollar and you got to wear jeans.
That's
congratulations, we're poor.
There was something that we ended up buying for jeans. I just don't remember what it was, besides work. Because we always had to wear like black or khaki slacks. It was never allowed to be jeans. I didn't start getting to wear jeans until I was a server in like a steakhouse. I hated slacks. Yeah. They were not for me.
I hate slacks. I don't look good in slacks
at all. I can't stand the nobody way I look in a slack.
Slacks.
Some people, Sydney can pull
some
it off.
Some people can.
Sydney looks good in who slacks. Can? Sydney.
Sydney looks Sydney good in slacks.
Sydney looks good in a lot
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, she wears
so.
Slacks when she comes to look at the house.
She does the power suit the way that Caitlin thinks that she does the power suit.
Yes. I see exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
It's God, like Caitlin's playing dress up
with Caitlin with Sydney.
Sydney and Caitlin's playing
Caitlin
dress up.
Caitlin looks good
Sydney's
with like
doing
the button
the real
up,
thing.
Long sleeve. You know that's her thing. The button up polos, mm-hmm. like that looks great on her. But like,
I like her in like sports, like not sports jackets, like corduroy jackets, like those
yeah,
sort
that,
of
that
like
corduroy jacket was
messenger.
Gorgeous. Yeah,
I like, want her like moments. Nice but casual. Stop with the silky. Blouses. Like,
stop with the Austin Powers wear.
Oh.
I did shout her out for one of those blouses because I thought it was a pretty blue, but you know.
Or just
I can't
like
be
go to Geneva and never come
but
in.
But she had a blouse on under that corduroy jacket because I remember the sleeves coming out. She had that on. She was wearing both.
Oh, and the
when
sleeves.
Joey came to get the camera.
So much fabric. Like those sleeves that just like fell around.
I was
like,
a sucker for those.
When you
school.
Ate them, when you ate, they just like fell in everything.
I literally still have clothes like that. I was a sucker for the big puffy like hang down sleeves, man. Like I still have it when I want to be extra. Because like
God, what were we
it
thinking?
Is extra.
I
it
love
is extra.
It. I don't know. It was a 2000
dry clean
thing.
Only.
man.
All right. All right. I believe we are going to. Alika.
What number is it?
4.
Yep.
Okay. Paige has a crush on her driving instructor, Falcone. What is the name of the other driving instructor? Gonzalez, Morales, Sanchez, or Ruiz?
Gonzalez?
Correct.
Oof.
All right, Leslie, the last question in the round. What is in the sandwich Emma is eating on the floor against the lockers? Falafel, tomato, and tzatziki sauce. Seitan, eggplant, and tomato sauce. Tofu, tabbouleh, and tahini sauce. Or tempeh, alfalfa, and peanut sauce.
Is she a tempeh girl? Okay.
Yes, Leslie.
Okay.
She is a tempeh girl.
I was like, it's tempeh or seitan, but I think tempeh is more like early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. No. I love the process of elimination.
So much time crafting vegetarian sandwiches that had like a protein, a veg, a sauce, and would work together.
Oh, you're like, I am like,
I want to eat this tzatziki one.
That sounds right.
That sounded good.
This is a falafel. Like,
but like yum. If you're like, she was doing like, you know, on wheat bread or whatever, just like sandwich bread. Like, she didn't even have any sort of wrap. She's just like, Like, I think we talked about it in that episode. Like, you would have done well with like a wrap or something and mm-hmm. some more moisture
instead of putting it on fucking like Ezekiel bread.
Ezekiel bread. Like that dry ass shit. It's a dry mm-hmm. ass yeah, sandwich that has no moisture because you know that peanut sauce is not doing shit
at all.
But gumming up your experience.
Such a weirdness.
But yes, all those sandwiches just really, like, it makes me want a sandwich. Mm-hmm. And, like...
It's funny because I had one. I had one of those sub sandwiches, really good ones. In this place named Charlie's.
I love a good, like, hoagie type, like... Oh,
mm-hmm. Oh my God, Avis, do you have Capriotti's near you?
I don't know who that is, but no, we don't. I don't know that man. I'm sorry.
Capriotti's. So Leslie probably has been to one because they're in California now too. But they started in Delaware and it's a sandwich chain and they've got all sorts of dope sandwiches, but like the sandwich is the Bobby, which is a Thanksgiving sandwich. And so instead of like a pressed sliced turkey, it's just like chunks of turkey, cranberries, stuffing, gravy.
I love a Thanksgiving. I haven't so had good. That sandwich, but I want it.
Have you ever heard of McAdoo's? Because they're basically the East Coast version of like a nothing but sandwiches, and they're all named after famous people and stuff. Like their whole restaurant theme is just like decor full of just sports memorabilia and celebrity memorabilia, but everything, like there's a Betty Boop, there's a bow bag, or there's literally all kinds of different type of like names of them. So that's what it made me think of.
Your husband's coming to give you water. Why are you
apologizing? He's so good.
He's like, drink water.
Leslie, you definitely should, because when I went to visit Lori Beth, we got Capriotti's before we went to the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay, yum.
So there's one. Oh, no, there's one. It is kind of near the place where I went and got Korean barbecue, which you were familiar with because I remember you commented on my post about it. Jen or Jin or something.
Okay. Okay.
It's right next to one of those scary gyms that's all windows.
Oh, there is one nearby.
The Korean Caroline. Barbecue place, not the Capriotti's. The Capriotti's is... But there's it's in that general area.
Okay. Yum.
Oh, there is several, but they're in PA. So we can do this thing.
No, we don't have to fuck with that then.
I would like to fuck with it because I love a good sandwich. I was like stalking my bodega... Well, my poppy store guy. I call bodega or poppy store. Bodega when I'm trying to sound fancy, but I grew up calling them poppy stores. But I think like they make the best sandwiches because Wawa is like where everybody is like, oh, let's get a Wawa hoagie. But I'm like, they're not good. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just be honest. There's sometimes they hit when you're hungry and you're like low key starving and you need food.
Yeah, no.
And you're drunk.
I want a
you're
Wawa
drunk,
hoagie,
but they're
at
not.
Like 2 a.m.
At like 2 a.m. They were my college food, my go to like, okay, they're open food.
You know what is also not good, but I still fuck with though, is those Wawa stuffed pretzels.
They are you have to heat them up to where it's not crusty, it's not hard, it's just soft and like the good temperature, because it will get crusty and hard on you real fast.
That's what she said.
In my experience. Oh, crust? Really? Crusty?
If you really don't clean it quick enough, it becomes crusty. Y'all know. Come on, stop.
Oh my gosh, I personally don't.
I was going to say, though, there's
no. I'm just disturbed because, like, crusty, if you have to deal with crusty, I'm so sorry.
No, not in the moment. Just if you don't let it, you know, if you don't clean up when you're supposed to. Okay, God. Anyway, this is my mind. Okay, listen. But my camera went out of focus. So hold on. Let me see if I can fix it because it does it a lot. Let me see. 1 second. Will it work? Hopefully it doesn't. Okay, we can't do that. I don't want to do that. Never mind. We'll fuck it. Because if I do it, it's going to mess up. It says you can't do it while recording and we're recording. It just, for some reason, it does that like when I stream. It just goes out of focus and it's grand freaking new. Like, I'm right here, bro. Okay.
See, oh, yes, so you have like an external webcam.
Yeah, it's a Logitech one, but like I've had it for a few months, and for some reason, it'll just.
That was my first so webcam. Annoying.
Okay, well, at least they're not. They can't see me anyway. Fuck it.
Okay. It's fine, but if I start having a stroke, I might not notice. So, Avis, call Charlie and tell him to call Forrest.
Got you.
All right. On that note,
I love when we have an emergency.
lead us on into round four, Alika. At the beginning of Whisper to a Scream, Hazel is talking to Terry about a boy. What is that boy's name? Scott, Rob, Tom, or John?
Whisper to a Scream. Can I have a setting? Where are they? Are they in school?
They're in school. They're in the hallway. So the B plot to Whisper to a Scream is Rick is leaving roses on Terry's locker. And so Terry and Hazel are walking towards Terry's locker. And Hazel's like, but by the time I get off the phone with Paige, I call blank back and he doesn't answer or something like that.
Okay.
It is a clip of a conversation.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay, what were the names again?
They were Scott, Rob, Tom, or John?
Rob?
I am sorry, that is incorrect. Leslie, hit me with your best shot.
Scott, Tom, or John are the options?
Yes.
Okay. Scott?
That is correct.
That was my...
I was going to say the second name that's not as generic as the other.
I was going to say there was a Tom in there. That was Dylan's little crush.
Tom and John is so... Oh, right. Yeah.
See, it hit me after. Tom. It always hits me after.
It like a wave, yeah. Yeah. Jeez.
Okay.
All right. Leslie, you get the numbers one. I mean, they're all kind of, there's actually kind of a lot of numbers in this round. Sorry,
there's
guys.
Actually kind of a lot.
I'm sorry. What radio station sponsors Battle of the Bands?
Jesus.
92.6, 88.4, 102.9, or 86.9?
102.9.
I am sorry, that is incorrect. So, Alika, the remaining options are 92.6, 88.4, or 86.9.
92.6?
That is correct.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Alika, back to you. How many spices are in the Supafly fries recipe? 11, 9, 7, or 13?
I'm trying to think. 7 crazy combinations, or...
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Alika.
Okay, because he was 7 crazy
spices.
Okay. Thank God. That worked out in my favor.
Oh, wow. Y'all, I'm seeing who's turning that thing.
Yes.
To the fries with the stuff. Oh, gosh.
That's crazy.
All right, Leslie.
Hello.
In the first scene of Power of Love, how long does Jimmy have before he leaves for basketball camp? 23 hours and 10 minutes, 23 hours and 37 minutes, 23 hours and 15 minutes, or 23 hours and 19 minutes?
Jeez. Damn, Caroline.
Can't say I will be using a random guess technique for this one. It was all 23 hours, right?
And all then, 23 hours. So 10 minutes, 37 minutes, 15 minutes, or 19 minutes?
19 minutes.
I am sorry, that is incorrect. Alika.
Because I literally see he's messing with the basketball in 23 hours, and it's giving 37. Please be right.
It is 10. I'm 10, sorry.
Okay. Oh, the my way gosh.
That, first of all, Alika, the way that you're like, he's doing this. You're trying to go back.
You're trying to get back in the scene.
You're trying to jump back into that scene.
Because
like,
Spinner wasn't paying attention. He was like, are you even hearing me or something, right? Yeah, no.
Oh my gosh. It's so random. I love that so much.
That's just, I'm a physical. I'm a physical mental flashback.
All right, Alika, for the last point of this round, the last point before Final Jeopardy, what is the name of Craig's baby name book? What's in a name? So you need a name. Baby names from A to Z, or the ultimate baby name book?
Hold on, what did Ashley do? So you need a name?
Yes. Hey guys. Hey, listen
how
up.
These two, how about this announcement?
Oh, they're right? Shy.
These two idiots are pregnant.
That's right. Because it's too difficult to wear protection or wear a condom. I forgot how she said it.
Yes.
I can't believe
she went
and had sex with
can't
her.
Believe you slept with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, there you go. Was I right though? Was this what you need a name?
You were okay. Right. Okay. You were right. Right.
Cool.
Point.
Shoo.
And now it is time for Final Jeopardy.
So if everybody wants to open the chat function.
Yes.
Which is the bottom right of your screen.
Okay.
I'll get a chat started. That's just going to be gibberish.
There it goes.
I see it.
So go ahead and type in. Oh, I guess I should give you the final point tally.
Probably. Sorry.
Leslie still has the lead, but Alika, you bridged the gap a lot. We are 10-8 right now.
Oh, nice. We're nook and nook.
So type, but do not send, how many points you want to wager. And when you're both ready, let us know.
So I put all of them in there to fail, and it was like 3 points.
All of your 3 points.
Yeah. She has 10, huh?
Yeah, she does. But you have 8.
Yeah, okay. All right, I got it.
All right.
I tried. Right, are you both? Well.
All right.
Okay, then go ahead and hit send.
You can do that? You can do that? I thought yes, we had to
apparently
pick a number.
You have
on Jeopardy. No, you can do that.
You have to wager to have a shot.
Yes, that's the thing of Jeopardy. So you can Leslie. It is kind of in Leslie's best interest to stay where she is because she's winning.
Yeah.
You want to win and you need as much as she has, so that's two away. So if she doesn't answer the question right, she still wins. If you answer the question right, it's a tie.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then we'll see
and
what the fuck happens.
We'll
then.
See what the fuck happens in
and
a
then
tie.
We'll, oh my
figure
God.
Figure
the fuck out.
Yes.
Okay.
But yes, it's definitely gameplay here with the betting. So the final Jeopardy question is,
are we typing the answer in first?
Type the answer in, do not send.
Okay, heard.
What is the name of the pizza place where Caroline works part-time?
Oh, get the fuck out of here. I've heard it so many times.
Because you're both friends with me on Facebook.
First of all, it's Leslie like Leslie types immediately.
No. Yeah, but I know he's been on the podcast and y'all have brought it up. I don't lurk profile, so I've never just looked at the name of it. I just heard it, and twice
ooh,
is not
now
enough.
We know you don't lurk profiles, Alika. Don't share that information on the interwebs.
That I don't lurk profiles? I mean, I don't add people and then just be like, let me see what everything, you know
I'm
what I mean?
Snoop.
Like,
I'm going to snoop.
No.
I'm going to look at least your last several profile pictures. I'm going to see your about info.
I mean, that's fine.
Let's see
fine,
your birthday.
But,
yeah,
oh my
I'm
God.
Snooping,
if
y'all.
If I had multiple choice, I could get it.
Yeah. That's, yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Oh, right. We should get that music. Do. Well, we should get something like that.
I lost.
I think that's probably copyrighted, Davis.
Yeah, no, you can't
do
that.
All right. There's great ready? Dupes out there, but yes.
Yeah. Send it. We're sending?
Yeah, send it,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
we're sending?
Send.
Okay.
Alika with the pass. And Leslie with the correct answer.
Leslie with the correct answer. It is Pearl Street Pizza. Thank you, Leslie. It's
those
okay.
Those pizzas look
Alika.
So good in my newsfeed.
They do.
They are so good.
And
oh,
the combinations
we got this jerk
are
chicken
very
one
unique.
This week.
Anytime ooh. You put pickles on one, I always want to get it.
Mm-hmm. Pickles.
Well,
on
if
a
you're
pizza
ever
sauce.
In New England. Come get a pizza.
I will let you know.
I was gonna say that only come for two things. One is you, Caroline.
Two is pizza.
And two is pizza. And don't tell Charlie, but he's number three. No, I love Charlie's too.
But, see, you don't. That's just because you don't know about the maple creamies with the maple crack.
Maybe I'll change my mind after I
maple.
Know what this the hell that is.
Well, so in Vermont, we call soft serve creamies. I don't know why. I think it sounds a little dirty, but here we are.
It does sound a little.
And there are a lot of places that make maple creamies, including like all of the sugar shacks that have you can come in. We'll have maple creamies, and there's this one
Sugar Shack where
you can get, they call it maple dust, and it's like, it's maple sugar, basically. And what I like to do, you can get that like on your creamy, but what I like to do is get an extra cup of it, so that then once you've like licked off all the maple dust, you can just like dunk your creamy back in it and have more, because it's fucking amazing.
Like, I've got a strategy. That sounds, I would definitely be interested to try that.
Maple sprinkle shaper. I'm already like.
Leslie's like, I need to
like add to. I'm like typing away. Like, I need this maple dust.
That's great. When I found out
they had that cinnamon dust, that cinnamon sugar dust, I was like, this is literally what I used to make cinnamon toast in my kitchen as a kid.
Totally.
And do I want it in a conveniently packaged like thing with a bunch of additives? Yeah, I do. What's wrong with me? I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Because I literally used to make containers full of the shit so I could sprinkle it over my toast with some butter.
Oh. Yum.
No wonder I round child. Like that.
So, Alika, we are going to send you a consolation prize pack with some Warrior Moms podcast swag.
Oh, my God, hold on.
You don't look so sad.
I'm not, but can you see? Hold on. I got to move my stuff. Can you see them? This is Paige, Alex, the pastas, and Mrs. Kwan is chilling over here. So I got them down there.
Nice.
So I'm going to add them to go with it.
Oh,
yes, thank you. I'll take it. But damn, I knew I'd be the biggest loser.
And Leslie, we're going to have you back next week to duke it out with Crystal and see who will be joining us for season 4 wrap-up.
I
can't wait to hear it.
It's going to be a very fierce competition.
Yeah.
Because they're
going to be harder questions.
Caroline's
so.
Not, if you thought that she wasn't fucking around now.
Yeah,
she's especially really not fucking numbers. Around with
oh my gosh, I was not
let
expecting
me see
it.
Here, let me give you like a sample of what I've got,
because not all of them made the cut.
Left.
Well, congrats, Leslie, you did it.
Thank
you got
you.
It good luck on the next round.
Yes,
for sure.
Congrats,
I can't
Leslie.
Wait to hear it.
No, I don't want to give you a tester because these are all good.
She said no spoilers.
When Emma hits the net to find her dad, what address does her search for Dr. S. McKay yield?
What?
Damn.
The whole address? Oh, no.
Yo.
Wow. No.
And that is, I just knocked that out of the running because it was one of the hardest ones.
Yeah.
But do know, like, it may not be spoken out loud. It may be on screen.
Okay.
Middle names, things like that.
Oh, my.
Oh man.
Can I
this
tell you that I've never
thing.
Been so happy that I am not participating?
If these are Caroline questions, I wonder what Ava's questions are like.
Girl, I have to really be paying the fuck attention.
Yeah, there's a reason why I do the trivia.
I'm not doing it.
This is crazy.
We play to our strengths. Hell no.
That's really funny.
What was the object on the necklace that Jimmy gave Hazel? What was the pendant?
I like, for me, it's like pause and what fruit is in the bowl and describe how many, if there, like how many of each fruit is in the bowl.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Those two-pronged questions are like, I'm glad we're not doing them anymore because they were particularly like torturous. But low-key, they were fun. Low-key, they
was
like,
crazy.
It was like a two-part. But yes, the congrats, Leslie. I'm so excited we are going into our third round and brass knuckles are out.
So
ready.
Thanks for listening to Your Mom's Podcast. Join us next week where Leslie will be joined with our other season 3 champion, Crystal, to duke it out for the final top Degrassi season 3 nerd spot, I guess.
It's the official title. Nerd spot.
Today.
Today. That's
I like it.
It's what it's called today. All right.
Good deal.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, ladies. Thank you. Good to be back. Y'all enjoy y'all's night. Yeah. And Leslie, seriously, good luck with the next one. I can't wait to hear it. You got this.